to your automobile.
One day, KD2BNG, Motorola.
What the hell is the automobile? How's that doing?
This is one of those, if you're not sweating, you're drowning. I just ran into a huge, huge thunderstorm in Simpsonville. Of course, wait 5 minutes, it'll be gone.
You know, I'm up here, I guess maybe half hour to an hour ago up here, but it's moved on out.
Gotta go to Home Depot to get another circuit breaker to replace the, I don't know what idiot did the electrical system, but there's something like 15 outlets going to one breaker. And it keeps tripping breakers whenever an air conditioner bug comes on. So I'm just going to put a heavier breaker in 20 amp in place of 15 amp, although that's not really the thing to do.
I can tell you, you better, as you say, keep an eye on that wire, too.
Here's another issue. Eventually what I should do for that, you know, eventually I gotta get under the house and run more wiring. Not really in the mood to do that.
You never know, especially at this time of year, what you might encounter, but I certainly wouldn't want to be in the house if something got overloaded and it burned me in the house.
I turned off all the air conditioners before I left, so shouldn't overload. That was the problem, I think, when I added that second or third window air conditioner. That pushed it beyond its natural limit.
So, Dad, when you're dealing, as you say, with something that's that old and wired badly like that, you're going to have to watch it like a hawk to even do something more substantive about it.
Choices. Replace all that run of wire with heavier wire and a bigger breaker. Possibility, too, is split that run of wire and put it on 2 15-amp breakers. Or possibility 3 is run new outlets just where the air conditioners are. Possibility 4, which is not the solution, the one I'm doing, is just put a larger breaker in there. But again, don't like fixing things like that.
You and Tom discussing that before. You know, whenever you get to where you can, I'd run that 12-2 under there, and in the meantime, I'd just be very careful.
Well, it's just, you'd like to know what idiot did that. If they did that up north, they'd probably have lost their license if it was discovered. But I guess because they weren't expecting that people were going to put air conditioners, I don't know what they were thinking.
When this property was last rewired? You got any idea when this property was last wired?
I mean, it's manufactured home construction, so I assume it was wired correctly when it was built. I think it was built about 30 years ago. I almost think that somebody messed with the wiring after it was built.
There were some houses around in the past that were wired to the point that they only had 12 breakers and every electrical set when the house was on just one breaker. Some of these old houses were very primitive.
The house that I owned closer to Greenville where every bit of wiring was coming through 4 fuses. Yes, an old fuse panel. From, I don't know, 1960 or so. So that was a lot of work. Replace the fuse panel with breaker panel. Replace all the wiring going all the way back to the pole. I didn't touch the interior wiring in the house because, the 1960-something wiring still looked okay. But that was a lot of work. And I did run extra outlets.
Kind of talking about the house I currently live in. It was originally my grandfather's house, but it originally didn't have any electricity at all in it. Ultimately, in the end, my dad had to have it rewired.
It could be, there was no electric service at all, so there was no wiring anywhere.
electricity in it sometime, I guess, mid to late 50s, and even then there was just about three or four lights in there with pull chains on them and maybe one light switch in it for the porch light, and all the receptacles in it was wired into one circuit breaker.
Sort of thing where you don't want to tear up walls or go under the house to rewire stuff either. That's the sort of thing you do with MC cable, if you've got MC cable, because you can run that along the wall. It doesn't look nice, but it'll work.
Just saying, I've kind of encountered a situation like that with my structure up here that I live in that my grandpa originally built. These old structures, they can really be fire hazard and wired real, real badly. They should be because of when they were wired.
I'm into a major flood here, so forgive me if I drop out for a while here. Yeah, from Simpsonville all the way to Malden is, it turned into a river along 385.
Let's try on your driving. I'll be here for the time being just monitoring. I don't want you to have an accident. KI4LCI Mobile.
PNG Mobile. Oh, no, I've dealt with worse than this. It's slacking off now anyway, but we'll talk to you later. KD2 PNG clear.
Mobile.
P2 BNG, if that was the station, didn't quite get your call sign.
This is AC4Q. Mobile, AC4Q, Mobile over here in Bowling Springs.
For Q, somehow a familiar sounding call sign, but alright. Okay, Boiling Springs. Well, we're not boiling yet, but we are raining like heck here. I'm driving through a flood.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, this is Phil. Papa Hotel Indy Lewis. Talked to you all quite a bit here. I haven't done it in the last couple of weeks, though. But, because I had surgery, I was in bed. it's getting right cloudy, and I heard some thunder bunders and that sort of stuff, so we may get some rain.
Out of it. Going down 385 from here to Simpsonville, I was in a kind of a rain tunnel. Can't see 20 feet ahead of you. All right, well, we're good now.
Yeah, I'm going over to pick up some vittles over at my girlfriend's daughter's house. Actually, we took it over there a couple days ago, and now I get to partake of it again. It's some fried chicken, which I don't want to leave unattended.
Sounds good. But just remember, I don't know what was the nature of the surgery, but take it easy. What happened? What was the nature of the problem? Hoping nothing too serious, was it?
No, not really. It's kind of common these days. I had a total hip replacement. My right hip, I already had my left done. It was about a Wednesday ago. I did that, and doing pretty good.
Take a while. I think there's a pretty slow healing curve for hip replacement. You know, that's what I said. Don't do the jitterbug just yet.
I'm driving right now. Let me see. Here we go. Yeah. I'm walking and driving. I'm taking it easy, though. I'm not going any long distances, but 6 weeks, I'll be 80%, you know, heavy on certain things, like can't do, but...
Bug. Any other vigorous dancing, slam dancing, water skiing, mountain climbing, things you're going to put too much strain on the hips.
You don't want to do that. I take it pretty easy. Only one side, AC4 cubo.
Bringing the static anyway, I'll talk to you in a bit. But, nice to hear from you, KD2BG.